At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Good evening. Tonight on the show, this is the 13th day of November, 2023. Begin with a conversation about a former Secretary General of NATO, Mr. Rasmussen, who proposed in the Guardian newspaper, a very prominent paper in Europe out of London, understood to be on the left side of the story, a proposal by Mr. Rasmussen that the Ukraine war be settled right now, that Ukraine accept that Russia is decamped in Donbass and Crimea and will remain there, and that Ukraine immediately apply for and obtain the NATO membership, protecting it perpetuity from Russian aggression. That's his proposal. There is also the matter of Odessa, which now and again Russia claims as part of Novorossiya. Details to be worked out. However, I discussed this with Katrina Vandenhove of The Nation, looking for a way to settle a dispute that right now both sides are demonstrating that it's a stalemate. I turn to the question of what weapon systems Ukraine has to continue the fight. They do not have an ATACMS or a weapon system that can reach the Kerch Bridge and destroy it. That would be one way to go forward, to cut Crimea off from the Kerch Bridge and to drive to the Sea of Azov. The ATACMS that the U.S. Biden administration provided do not have the range, nor do they have the warhead that could take down the bridge. I then turn to the question of Pakistan and what is to be done in Pakistan with the order that 1.4 million Afghans must leave by such and such a date. Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute presents that this was a ploy by the Pakistani government to make certain that the Afghan government is obedient and stops these flare-ups along the border and doesn't disrupt the election by bolstering the Taliban of Pakistan. It's a violent region between Afghanistan and Pakistan, and they speak rough language to each other. You will recall that Pakistan is ISI, the Secret Service of Pakistan, is the author of the Taliban in Afghanistan, so it's all mixed up. In any event, the expulsion order, while still in place, has been delayed. And then Gaza, and what is to be done with Joe Truesman and Bill Rajah of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, the IDF surrounding the Al-Shifa Hospital, headquarters of the Hamas, have been the headquarters since the beginning of this conflict, tunnels underneath. And it would appear that IDF has to go in and root out the Hamas leadership and whatever is remaining in the hospital to die in place. This looks like a mini Fallujah in which the jihadists are going to die in place. And then a conversation about the Biden-Xi summit with Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, with Charles Burton of the McDonnell Lurie Institute, what to expect from the conversation taking place in these next days between Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, and President Biden. If I understand correctly, lower your expectations. China's in no place to make concessions, and the U.S. is in no place to make concessions. What might be discussed is Gaza war. What might be discussed is Ukraine war. What might be discussed is the threats that China keeps issuing against Taiwan. What will be discussed are low-level issues such as China promising it will disrupt the fentanyl chain coming from China to Mexico to the U.S. Do you believe it? And then a lengthy conversation with Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution about education in America, higher education in America, and the loss of the liberal arts education, the general reading that was once necessary and routine at American universities. World Literature 101, World History 101. Learning why it is that the United States has been successful, 101. And then remarks about the anti-Semitism that's plagued campuses, especially elite campuses, these last weeks, and how to solve that with Peter Berkowitz. A wonderful opportunity to explore Black Hawk Down 30 years later with Caleb Weiss and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Al-Qaeda was present. Al-Qaeda was part of the training of the ambushers in October of 1993. And yet, 3 decades, the intelligence services of the U.S. and elsewhere have refused to come forward and make the connection. They didn't make it then. And in 2001, timing, the Black Hawk Down movie was in movie theaters, and I can remember watching it at a movie theater and thinking, is that Al-Qaeda? Are they telling me Al-Qaeda was present? The time, the denial. And now all these decades later, there is a connection made by Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Somalia, about to overrun Mogadishu. Yes, we were present. Yes, we were part of the training. 30 years later, why the government chose not to be candid about what it knew and what it didn't know 30 years ago. And then a conversation with my good friends Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo of the New World Report there in Madrid for an event to do with conservative and reformist members of the European Parliament. At the same time, they're dealing with the story from Brazil of a Hezbollah terror cell plotting either murder or mayhem against Jewish citizens of Brazil and Jewish institutions in Brazil. And then an assassination attempt of the leader of a center-right party called Vox in Madrid, who's also vice president of the European Parliament, who in his hospital bed, because he's recovering, named Iran as a possible suspect in ordering his assassination, because he is prominent in the European Union, in the European Parliament, in sanctioning Iran. And finally, a visit with Antonio Colubashanu of the Geopolitical Futures about the bounty in the Eastern Mediterranean, natural gas bounty, to be shared by all when and if the fighting stops and Hamas, in its self-destruction, thinks better of depriving the Palestinian people of prosperity. And then a look at Romania on the front lines of the war in Ukraine, and what does it mean that Ukraine could collapse? What does that mean for Romania, taking the risks they have? It's a NATO country, it's an EU country, and the Danube River that laps Ukraine on one side, laps Romania on the other. They're that close to the war. Anyway, there's much more. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.